Shalom to all. Today's daf is in Shalmi Tanis Taf Yotes. So we are starting about the eighth line of the two dots with the quote from the Mishnah of Omaase. And today's daf is sponsored by Nishmas Mars Mirim Sarabas Biakam Moshe. Harnish Amos should have an Aliyah. So remember, after Chaya Magal brought rain, Mishnah told us that Shim Ben Shetach sent a message to him that he really would put him into Chirim into Nidoy, excommunicate him, if not for the fact he was Chaya Magal. And the quote was, Now this Gemara, which is somewhat of a continuation of the previous one, is going to bring a number of memories, how we see that even though maybe Hashem was guys or something, a tzaddik can override that gzera. So where it tells us, Rabbi Yechiel quotes Rabbi Ahar bar Kahano, quotes Rabbi Zeir b'shem Rav Yehuda, v'ezda Armelon, and some say it's b'shem Rav Chizda, v'ezda Armelon, and some say it's b'shem Rav Masda. The pasuk tells us that things are oimer v'yakam lach, and you shall make a gzera of a saying, meaning you shall say something and it will be done for you. So the question is, matam olam lach? Why does it say lach? It should say v'yakam and it will be done. Why does it say it will be done for you? What's emphasis? El rather, it's teaching us afilu ano amar hachin v'atam hachin. It's kilo Hashem is saying, even if I say this and you say that, meaning you contradict me, a tzaddik the dach kaima, the di loy kaima, what you said is going to go and not what I said, meaning a tzaddik can override what Hashem says. The pasuk continues, va'al drachecha naga ar, and on your ways, light is going to shine. And amar ruchim arva, what does this teach us? Zuyuris kishamim, this has to do with rain falling. Where do we see this? Because the pasuk says, af beri, even when it's clear, meaning even when the sky is clear and there's no clouds, yatriach av, he troubles, meaning he weighs down the clouds with rain, and yafetz anan oiroi, the cloud scatters his light, but over here, obviously, it's referring to rain, so we see that ar could be referring to rain. We go back to the original pasuk. It tells us ki shpilu vatoimer geva. When they're sent down, when they're made low, you should say geva, which is like lashon of geos, pride, or to stand up. What's it teaching us? Ani amarti lashpilon. Hashem says, I said we should cast the yidden down, and they're not going to get rain. Vato amarto, but you the tzaddik said lag oison to stand upright by bringing them rain. Didach kaima v'di kaima, yours stands and mine doesn't. Meaning the tzaddik's able to override Hashem. The pasuk also says v'shachinaim yeshia, those who eyes are downcast, he will save. What does that mean? Ani amartel shachis unayim bara. I said to make their eyes go down with bad, so there's no rain. V'ato amartel ashiyan, but you said to save them. Didach kaima v'diloy kaima, yours stands, mine doesn't. Once again, the tzaddik can override Hashem's decree. Another understanding, ani amarti, I said, says Hashem, yimalit e naki. That's a quote from the pasuk. Literally translated, this means yimalit, he will be saved, e if naki, he is clear, meaning he doesn't have averas. But v'ato amarto, you said the tzaddik yimalit afal pishay inoy naki, that he'll be saved even if he's not clear and he has averas. And that's because we can read the word e as a, as in even if he is not naki, he'll still be saved. Another example, we really clarify, how do we understand the continuation of this pasuk? And he will be saved through the bar of your hands. And the answer is bevriyus kapecha, because of the clarity or purity of your hands, namely because of the mitzvahs of ma'asim tovim that you always had in your hands from the beginning. That's going to be salvation. Going back to the Mishnah, Shimon Shetach had told Chani Amagel, Alecha Kosov Omer, about you. The pasuk says, Yismach avicha v'yimecha, your father and mother shall be happy, v'sagel yoladtecha, and the one who gave birth to you shall be glad. Now the question is, Matam olam yoladtecha, why do we have to have another expression of the one who gave birth to you? It already says your mother, and yoladtecha is probably your mother because she's the one who gave birth to you. So why this double lashon? So Rabban Amar, he explains, it's not referring to the mother, rather umasecha. It means your nation. Your nation is glad to have somebody like you. Or Rabban Amar, he says shatecha, your time, meaning when you were born, that was an auspicious time. Rabban Amar, they say it's not a double lashon that we're learning something extra from. Rather, it's coming to emphasize the following: Shem shu makal b'kiflaim, kachum asamcha b'kiflaim. Just like a bad, evil son, he is a double curse to his mother. So too, a good son, he's a double blessing to his mother. Further clarification of this: how do we know that an evil son brings about a double curse to his mother? That's because Shemar, the pasuk says, ka'as la'aviv bein ksil, anger, frustration, or disappointment to his father is a foolish son, and memer liyaladai, that means bitterness or harshness to the one who gave birth to him, referring to his mother. And then we have another pasuk that tells us, bein chacham yisamach av, that the wise son brings happiness to his father, but once again, has the pasuk conclude, ubein ksil, tugas imoy, the foolish son is a sorrow to his mother. So we have two different psukim that talk about a foolish son and how they bring sadness or frustration or anger to the mother. So that's a double curse we're referring to. We just clarify something in the pasuk, ma'u tugas imoy, what's the lashon of tugas imoy? We explain that to mean the sorrow of the mother, but where does that come from? So from Rav Luda, he explains, lashon gematria in hu, this is a gematria, now not in the way that we usually understand gematrias, that every letter has a value to it. Aleph would be 1, let's say yud would be 10, chaf would be 20, so on and so forth. It's not like that. It's referring to a different way we could use letters. This is called atbash, in which aleph and tav correspond to each other, that's the first and last letters, and then bays and shin, which are the second and second to last letters of the aleph bays, they correspond to each other. So we take the word tugas and we apply atbash to it, it becomes the following, Ephra ba'ainei ime, ashes in the eyes of the mother, because tuf becomes aleph, vav becomes fei, gimel becomes resh, and aleph becomes tuf, so that's Ephra or Afra, ashes, and that's where the explanation of tugas comes from. Bottom line is, back to original drasho, minachu misam chavik yiflayim, how do we know that a good son gives his mother double joy, double happiness? That's because the pasuk shem and shetach, according to the Mishnah, yismach avicha v'imecha v'sagel yoladetecha. So here we have a double lashon, specifically for the mother, that the mother, which is called imecha en yoladetecha, she has a double happiness and gladness and rejoicing with a good son. And on to if the Mishnah tells us, hayumis anin, let's say they're fasting, meaning they had a series of fast days, yadlam gishamim, and rain started falling. What do they do regarding the fast? So kaidim on neitzachama, if the rain fell before neitz, lo yashlimu, so they don't complete the fast. However, achar neitzachama, if the rain fell only after neitz, yashlimu, then they have to complete the fast. Rabbi Lezrimer, he says, kaidim lachatzois, lo yashlimu, lachatzois, yashlimu. If it fell before chatzois, midday, so then they don't complete the fast, but if it fell after midday, then they have to complete it. Now, my sister, there's a story, shagazur tanis belod, there were gazur tanis belod because there wasn't rain, viyadlahim gisham kaidim lachatzois, and rain fell before chatzois. Our 100 tarfim told them, it's uva achlu shsu va asu yamtif, you should go out, eat, and drink, and make a yamtif. And viyatsu va achlu shasu va asu yamtif, they went out, they ate, they drank, they made a yamtif, uba obein rabayim, and they came in the afternoon, vikaru halagadil, and they all read halagadil together. Says the Gemara, how do we know if rain fell before Nates? They don't continue the fast? Shenemar, because the pasuk says, it'll be before they call out, I'll answer. And here they haven't called out yet because it was before Nates, so they didn't get up, they didn't daven yet, and Hashem answered, so that means that they don't have to call out anymore. However, it was after Nates started raining, then they have to complete the fast. Why is that? That's because the pasuk says, while they still speak, I will hear, and the lashon of hearing means that Hashem hears, but not that he answers it necessarily, and therefore it's already after Nates. They're already considered being medaber, so Hashem is a eshma, Hashem hears, but that's not a full salvation, so that's why they have to finish the fast. Maybe it's the exact opposite. Maybe we should apply as referring to before Nates, because eshma means I will hear, so if it's before Nates, that means we still have to daven so Hashem could hear us, as opposed to if it was after Nates, maybe we apply the first part of the pasuk, that v'hayu tam rikro v'haniyena. And so Amar Tachumi explains that V'tani Kain, who's taught like this in Braisa, the first way we had understood it, ein aniyah el asamach l'kriya, aniyah answering is only when it's right next to calling out, and being kriya el asamach aniyah, calling out is only right next to being answered, and the first part of the pasuk that we quoted was that Hashem answers before we call out, and before Nates is before we call out, so that must be what it's referring to. Now we have a story, B'yamid Rav Yudan, days of Rav Yudan, Gazan Tani, there were Gazir fasting because there was no rain, Unchas Mitr Barumsha, and rain fell the evening before the fast, and Salak Ravana L'Gabe, Ravana went to Rav Yudan, Amar Lehi told him, Beginta Natsachi, because I'm thirsty, Ma'udin Ishte, can I drink? Anyway, it rained before the fast officially started, so Amar Lehi Rav Yudan told him, Eirich, you should delay, wait a little bit, Shema Yimul Chula Hashlim, maybe everyone else is going to decide to complete it, meaning maybe the people in the Chama are going to decide that they're going to finish the fast anyway, and if that's the case, then you're not allowed to drink. On to your test on top, now we discuss fasting on Shabbos, Rav Acha Kotzer Avo, B'Shem Rav Yitzchak Bar Chanina, that also is on Shabbos, it's also to fast up until the sixth hour of the day, which is Chatzos, halfway through the day on Shabbos. That's because one's not allowed to fast the entire Shabbos, and if one fasts until Chatzos, that's considered fasting the entire day, so no fasting of Chatzos on Shabbos. Rav Yitzchak Rabbon, he says, Masis Amar Kain, our Mishnah says this. What did it tell us? Koidim Chatzos Lo Yashlimu, that if rain falls before Chatzos, the fast doesn't have to be completed. Why is that? Here's the explanation. Ad Kedon Safra, because up until then, it's still considered the morning. In other words, it's as if the fast hadn't yet begun, therefore, if rain before Chatzos, we don't have to continue the fast. Whereas it says in the Mishnah, La'ar Chatzos Ashlimu, if it rained after Chatzos, they do have to complete it. Why is that? Kvar Avar Rumei Shalim Kedusha, that's because the majority of the day already passed in Kedusha, in other words, the majority of the day already passed in a state of fasting, so it's considered like they fasted the whole day, so they actually have to complete it. And that's the same reason why you can't fast up until Chatzos on Shabbos, because then it's considered like you fasted the entire Shabbos. More stories, Rabbi Yechim and Zakei can have a Yechis Mitra. Rabbi Yechim and Zakei, when he wanted rain to fall, have Amos Sapare, he would tell his barber, Kum Loch Kumi Heichala, go and stand in front of the Heichal, meaning go daven for the Amud. You should daven for rain, begin to Rebbe Baim Sapra. That's because Rebbe wants to have his hair cut, Vles Bechali Mitztair, but he doesn't have the Kaich, he doesn't have the strength, Mitztair, because there's no rain, and therefore the only way he's going to be able to get a haircut, which really means that he's being self-kempt, and his appearance is as he should be looking, because Rabbi Yechim and Zakei, so he needs rain for that. And Miyad, have a Mitra Nachis, right away, rain would fall when this happened. Another story, Rabbi Barachva, could have a boy Yechis Mitra, Rabbi Barachva, he wanted it to rain, have a Shalch Masani, he would take off one of his shoes, and rain would fall right away, and can have a Shalch Trehoin, if he would have taken off both shoes, have a Amatayef, the whole world would have been dripping, that's literally what it means. In other words, there would have been so much water throughout the whole world, it might not necessarily have been even the best thing. Another story, Mapalta Havim Taman, it was a Mapalta, which usually means a building which had fallen down. Over here, though, it's referring to a building which was about to fall down, and this is over there, meaning above El, and Mahavu Rav, Mesav Chad, Min Talmid Debaisa, Rav put one of his Talmidim over there to make sure that it didn't fall down, meaning the schus of his Talmud was so strong that also wouldn't have fallen down with him in there. And he stayed there, Adahav Mufani Baisa, until they cleared out the whole house from everything in it. And Mekivin Dahav Nafkin Baisa, once he walked out of the house, Havabesa Rava, the whole house collapsed. And Vistavrin, some say of Adabar Achva Hava, that it was of Adabar Achva of the previous story. Now we continue discussing Adabar Achva. Shalcham and Va'amruloy, the Chum sent him a message. They told him, Ma Masim Tavim Yesh Biyadcha, what great deeds do you have in your hand that you're such a Nisim? So Amalham, he told them, Mi Yamai in all my days, look at Mani Adam Bezek Nesses, no one came before me to Shul, meaning I always got to Shul first. And also, Vlain Nachti Adam Bezek Nesvi, I never left anyone in Shul and went on my way. In other words, I was always the last one to leave Shul. And Vlain Lachti Arba Amis Vlain Torah, I never walked out Amis without learning Torah. However, Vlain Iskarti Divir Torah Makam Tunuf, I never mentioned Divir Torah in a place that's dirty that you're not allowed to learn, which is very impressive. He never walked four Amis without learning, but at the same time, he's able to hold himself back from learning in a place where you're not allowed to learn. Also, Vlain Yitzati Vishanti Shanes Keva, I never was Matsiya, meaning I never set up my bed and slept a regular standard sleep. I kind of just dozed off here and there, then enabled me to get up easier to learn more. And Veloit Sa'adi Ben Chaveirim, I never stepped in between the Chamim. The Cham would sit on the floor, and if somebody came in after them and had to pass by, it looked like he was stepping on their heads. So this is another way of him saying that I never did that. I just sat down and learned all day. And Veloit Kinisi Shem Chaveiri, I also never gave a nickname to somebody. Veloit Samachti B'Tekaz Chaveiri, I never was happy at somebody else stumbling. And Veloit Baskilas Chaveir Al Mitasi, a curse of my friend has never come with me to bed. In other words, I never went to sleep bearing a grudge against somebody. I always forgave everyone. And Veloy Lachti Bashuk Eitzel Mishu Chayvli, I never walked in the marketplace near somebody who owed me money because that was going to make him feel bad that he owes me money. And so I never did that either. And Miyamai Loik Pati Besach Besi, in all my days, I never was makbid. I never showed anger, frustration inside my house. And Lekai Mashin Emar, this in keeping with the Pasuk, is Halach Batam Lavavi Bekar Besi. I should go with the Tmimus of my heart in my house. And can you explain the Mishnah? We had said it brought the story where we had to fall in the middle of fast day. Later on, after rejoicing and eating and drinking, everyone came together and said, Hal HaGadol. Ask the Gemara, Ezui Hal HaGadol. What exactly is Hal HaGadol? So, Parnach says, Rishon Ruchanino, it's Kapitol Kuf Lamed Vav of Tehillim. Hoidu La Ekeo Ekeim Kilayim Chazdoi. Hoidu La Adoni Adonim Kilayim Chazdoi. It's that parak of Tehillim. Now, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon says, Wavad, Sh'oim Dim Veis Hashem. One also has to say, Oim Dim Veis Hashem, which is parak Kuf Lamed Hei of Tehillim, the parak beforehand. Ask the Gemara, Volom Bilin Tatam Parshaso. Why specifically these two prakam of Tehillim? Why is that Hal HaGadol? Why say that? So, Rabbi Zair quotes Rav Oz, that's because it talks about rainfall in them. We further clarify, according to Rabbi Yochanan, we also have to say, this is all good. Why is that? Because it says in that parak of Tehillim, literally meaning he raises clouds from the end of the earth, continues talking about rain, so it says rain beferish over there. However, what about Rav Chanina? According to him, where only parak of Lamed Vav is said, where we have a number of kilayim chazdois, why is that mentioned at all? And the answer is, because the pasuk says, lechem means bread or nourishment, food. And so even though it doesn't actually say the word rain, since obviously it's necessary to have rain in order to have bread and lechem and other sorts of nourishment and food, therefore it's a very apropos parak of Tehillim to sing. However, above Rav Siman Train Amrin, both of them say, Hadadi Don, Hal HaGadol is our halal that we say on Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tev. And Rabbi Shubba Levi Amar, he also says Hadadi Don, and Bar Kapar Amar, he also says Hadadi Don. Now once we mention Bar Kapar, the Gemara continues, Bar Kapar Kedaita, Bar Kapar Zlashita, so Nin Taman, we have a mission over there, there's Masechet Psachim. We talked about bringing the Karan Pesach, so we know there was three groups of Yidden that would come into the Azara. The first group would come in, they'd close the doors, they'd bring the Karan Pesach, sing Hallel in the process, then when they finished, they would empty out. The second group would come in, when they finished, they would empty out, and the third group would come in. Says the Mishnah, Yomeshal Kachlishis, in all days of the third group, Lohi Gi'ale Ohavti Kishma Hashem, the Levim didn't even have a chance to reach Ohavti Kishma Hashem, which is pretty much in the beginning of Hallel, Mipnesha Amuatin. That's because there's so few people in the third group, the Kahanim were finished doing all the Karbanos Pesach before they even reached the Av Kikiyah Shema Hashem. And Tani Barakabar, Barakabar teaches, Zuhi Halag Daila, this is Halag Gadol. So we see Barakabar's Lashitosai that he calls our Halal Hal HaGadol. However, says the Gemara, Chad Bar Abaye, there's a person named Bar Abaye, Avar Kumite Vusa, he davened for the Amud on a fast day that it ended up raining. In Amru Loin, he told them, Anun Basrai Mada Ana Amar, you should answer after me what I say, Hada Amra Las Hadadidon. That tells us clearly not our Halal, because our Halal everybody knows, so they wouldn't have to repeat it after him. It's only this parak of Tehillim Kuf Lamed Vav that people would have to repeat after him because they don't really know it so well. So it seems to be the way of a raya what Halal Gadol is. However, Ramana says not a raya, Hadadi Don. They were really saying our Halal because Nisa Havarav, it was a huge nace, and Begin Cain, because of that, Amar Loin, he told them, Anun Basrai Madana Amar, you should say after me what I'm saying, and that gives it the proper chashivas where everyone repeats it responsively. And so in truth, it really was regular Halal. Hajjalach Seder Tiny So Elu, Malzar finishing the third parak of Masechas Tainis. is, just like we Zecha finished this parak together, we should Zecha finish the entire Masechta together, and of course, all of Shas Rishalmi together. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow, beginning the brand new parak. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.